This is the Big Leap College Bound, Episode 7, The Best Reason to Go to College.
Welcome to The Big Leap, the podcast for college-bound teens and their parents, where it's all about getting emotionally ready for college and creating your rich, messy, wonderful life. And now, here's your host, Master Coach Ellen Yale.
Hi. I have to tell you the story today that I've told over the years when people are trying to figure out why they're going to college. And it started when I was in my 20s, and one of my friends, Anne, was a journalist. She had graduated from a top journalism school and was a reporter for a local newspaper, and a great writer, and basically she had a lot of skills. It seemed like it was out of the blue for everyone who knew her when Anne announced that she was going to go to graduate school. So the natural question was, hey, why are you going? What are you going to major in? Folklore. What? Folklore, the study of folks and their lore. Folklore is the traditional beliefs, customs, and stories of a community passed through the generations by word of mouth. So it's those stories and customs passed down from your great-grandfather and your grandmother and all those old crusty people pinching your cheek at the holidays. So Anne was going to get her master's in folklore, and we all know how many jobs in the folklore field are high-paying, said no one ever. But frankly, I have never even heard of any jobs in the folklore field. So everyone Anne had ever met asked her the same question. What are you going to do with a master's in folklore? I think that was sort of driving her crazy, all these people asking the same question. But Anne always replied with the perfect answer. She said, "Who said you have to go to college to get a job? I want to go to learn. I really want to learn more about folklore. I'm really interested in it." So, you know, my mind basically was exploding. Imagine going to school because you wanted to learn about something in particular. Makes sense. We just hadn't looked at it that way before. But Anne was really true to herself, and she was taking care of herself and putting value on her love of learning and knowing that learning has a value in and of itself. So she went to UNC Chapel Hill for her first year of her master's degree, and I thought I would see her over the summer, and I did, because she was at the newspaper where I worked, helping to run a folklore-related competition. I know, who knew? There were jobs in folklore, even summer jobs. It was a quilting competition. And the old quilts in the region told a story about that design, how that design was chosen, and where they'd gotten the cloth. And most of the time, the cloth for these old quilts were from old clothes that had gone into the rag bag, and they'd pulled them back out and were using them frugally to actually make a blanket, make a quilt for their beds. And I know I'm doing a super poor job of explaining it, but that's sort of the point. She was becoming a folklore expert. There was a need for her skills and what she loved and what she was really interested in. And Anne had more internships and part-time jobs in her field than anyone I'd met. Internships are more common now. You probably hear about a lot of people who have internships. There's some fields that it's sort of expected to have an internship in the field before you'd get a job with a company. But back then, most part-time jobs were in retail or waiting tables. You didn't hear about a lot of people getting internships or summer jobs in the field that they hoped to be in after graduation. So this was really notable. And the following summer, she got a job interviewing people for an art exhibit in the Tobacco Museum in North Carolina, where she interviewed people who had worked in the tobacco barns and recorded the songs they sang. The songs sung by the white groups were very different from the songs sung by the black groups. It was just fascinating work that I hadn't even realized existed. So Anne was combining her reporting and writing skills with her folklore knowledge. When I last talked to Anne, she had finished her master's degree and was heading into the Deep South to live with and interview people in small towns. And I've told this story about Anne and her choice of folklore as a graduate degree over and over the years. And I decided last week, hey, you know, I should try to find out what Anne's doing, see if she's still doing things in folklore. So I went to the Google and found Anne still in the Deep South. She'd made an entire career out of folklore, and she works for the State Council on the Arts. And I found out when we messaged each other that she has gone back to school to earn another credential. And I caught myself because I almost asked her what she's planning to do with a spiritual director certification. But I did catch myself because, of course, she will draw to her the perfect experiences for her with that perfect mix of exactly what she needs. And she may do nothing with it because she's loving the learning, and that is awesome. Anna's left me with three lessons. First, do more of what you like and less of what you don't like. Second, sometimes the more specialized you are, the easier it is for people to find you. And the third is love the process, love the learning, and the rest will follow. And loving the process is a huge piece of what I teach teens about college itself and about life itself. When you're engaged in something and feel wonderful about what you're doing, you attract people and experiences that feed you. It's self-fulfilling. College is a place designed to test that out. So go forth and do more of what you like. So have a wonderful week, my friends.
Thanks for listening to the Big Leap Podcast. We'd love it if you would go over to iTunes and leave a review. For any questions, comments, or coaching issues you'd like to hear on the show, please visit www.ellenyale.com.